Yes. Mexico City, June 2018. Now, this post here is more or less a testament of where music photography has gotten me to. I'm not in the big Rolling Stone magazines. I'm not in the big billboards. I'm not in the big album covers that sell platinum type numbers. But I have friends who still are making music from way back in the day and are asking me to continually do projects with them. And my buddy Grandpa Drew is one of those friends. Grandpa Drew is a singer-songwriter from San Diego, California, who's been in the music business for I don't know how long. His handle, Grandpa Drew, comes back in the days before there was such a thing as social media. I believe the story goes, and I'll double check if I ask him, but that was his handle back when the news groups were a big thing. And it was meant to be ironic, if I understand the story correctly, in that at the time he was running, or more or less moderating, a punk rock group, and him and most of the kids in there were under 20 years old, and he was right around just over 20, and everyone basically just called him Grandpa Drew. And now, after all these years, 20 plus years or so, he is still in the business, still doing it. And Grandpa Drew is one of those magnificent souls who I am glad to call a friend and brother, as far as musically, artistically, and overall one of the best human beings I've ever run across, him and his wife Allison. Now, Grandpa Drew is now more of an Americana folk type singer, songwriter, and he is part of a group that he began called the Flim Flam Group, or the Flim Flam Music Revival. And that's out of San Diego, California. And essentially what it is every every second Saturday of the month, they put on a show at a bar called The Whistle Stop. And what it's supposed to be is singer-songwriters get together and play original, mostly original tunes. And if they are covers, they are either really, really good covers or really good as far as reworked. I think I was there, and I wasn't there at the very beginning. I was there very soon after when the Flim Flam started to take off, and now it's a really cool production with really cool people there. There was an offshoot of it as well at another bar that is no longer. The bar is still there. It's called something else, and it used to be called the Tin Can, and it's just owned by different people. But at that time, the Tin Can Group, what they would do is they would meet up every single Monday. Not every Monday. I think a Monday a month or something. Or maybe it was every single Monday. I don't remember. But what it was is players, singer-songwriters would show up and play only original songs that they had written either that week or recently. No covers was the, as far as I know, the unwritten rule, although no one was going to come up and take the guitar away from me if you started singing a Johnny Cash song or something like that. But it was pretty well known that you had to bring your own stuff. You can go up there and play one song, two songs, three songs, whatever. And slowly but surely, that started growing. Now, unfortunately, they had to stop doing that because the new owners, I didn't think, were digging it. But it's still a great place to play a show, as far as I know. I don't know if they still absolutely don't play music there anymore, but it's a good place to see a little show and have 50 to 75 people show up and watch you play. But that attitude and that vibe spilled on over and helped the Flim Flam grow a lot more than what it is, than what it originally was. And for that, I am grateful. One thing fell by the wayside, and then it just made another thing grow, to where now there is a lot of great musicians that show up and play the Flim Flam once a month there at the Whistle Stop. And now there are even offshoots and bands that have formed because of that. And that's exactly what I want to see. That's as far as a music community and as far as growing as a musician and being able to write your own songs and play them and have a spot to play them. I love that. That's exactly what I want for the photographic community here in Phoenix, the film community here in Phoenix, and the other part of my photography, the glamour art nude stuff here in Phoenix. Because as I was having a conversation with someone, if you really vet and if you really just control the quality of people that you associate with, you will control the quality of the art form that comes out of that group. And that's just, everyone grows and everyone has a good time. Now, what does that have to do with Mexico City? Well, as the Flim Flam grows, Grandpa Drew got the idea that the Flim Flam should get together and hopefully go somewhere, travel somewhere, and play some shows in places that they otherwise wouldn't, now that there is now that they have a little bit of capital to support that idea. Well, Mexico City came up. Grandpa Drew and Allison had gone to Mexico City a few months before and had a great time, and also loved the vibe and at that point the political climate that was going on. And basically, well, we'll get into that later. But it was suggested and it was accepted, and everybody wanted to go to Mexico City. Unfortunately, they didn't get to play any gigs in Mexico City as much as I wanted that to happen. The person that was supposed to be in contact basically flaked out. I'll fucking call them out. Fuck them. They flaked out for whatever reasons. There's no, you know, if you're going to say you're going to do something, fucking do it. Anyway, we showed up in Mexico City. Grandpa Drew arranged for an Airbnb place in his beautiful house in his beautiful neighborhood called La Condesa. And it is walking distance to Chapultepec Park. And it is very centralized as far as being able to get to most places in Mexico within a reasonable amount of time. We went to Teotihuacan, where the Pyramid of the Moon and the Sun are at. And I tell you what, thank God for the almighty dollar. Had I been in some place like Chicago, maybe, or even New York, I doubt that I'd be able, that we would have been able to do as much as we did because of the cost involved. It's very fortunate for us that the dollar weighs as much as it does, and it allowed us to have a very good time in Mexico and go to all these places at a reasonable price. Go to Xochimilco, go walk around Chapultepec, go do a bunch of things in Mexico, again, very reasonably. So when this trip came up, everyone was like, all right, pick your flights and tell them what they are, and Grandpa Drew is going to pay for your flights. And, well, Grandpa Drew and the Flim Flam are going to pay for your flights. My job was to go and document and be the photographer in this case. I shot a little video as well, and I'm working on making a video for Grandpa Drew and the whole outcome and see what happens there. I'm still a little nervous about it because my video editing skills are not where I want them to be, but they're at the point where I can probably put something out, so I'm going to work on that pretty soon. Now, Grandpa Drew arranged for this great house in La Condesa, and I thought it'd be a great idea, and don't ask me why. I just thought it was a great idea to take a red-eye flight from Tijuana to Mexico City. I've never taken a red-eye flight. I don't fly very often, and I almost actually got on the wrong airplane right out of the gate, so I'm not good with airports, but I was the first to arrive in Mexico City. I got there around 6:30 or so local time, and I got the taxi ride over to La Condesa, which from the airport to La Condesa is not exactly a hop, skip, and a jump, but the taxi, you got to be careful as far as where you get the taxis from. It cost me $12, man, to get from what otherwise would probably have been a $30 or $40 cab ride anywhere else in the world. It cost me $12 to get to where I needed to go. It was almost an hour-long trip, probably more like 45 minutes. Traffic was fucking terrible, man. It is, and it was at 7 o'clock in the morning, traffic was fucking terrible. So I get there, and the guy at the Airbnb place was so cool. He's like, dude, I thought you guys were going to get here at a certain time, but I don't care. I only live 10 minutes away. If you can wait, I'm there. And he did. He showed up. I, of course, was the first one there. And this little, and I was bored. I was hungry, and I was bored. And to be honest with you, I wasn't as tired as I thought I was going to be. I think I was just really excited. The last time I was in Mexico City proper was in 1986. And I'll probably get into a story about what happened there that I'm too embarrassed to say right now, but you know, maybe a little other night when I have a little bourbon on me, I'll go into a story about Mexico City in 1986 and 2018. So I got there, and I brought minimal equipment. I really wanted to bring, the thing with the Flim Flam is that it's an acoustic, more or less, vibe. Everybody brings acoustic instruments for the most part. So in my head, in my vibe, it didn't make too much sense to me to photograph and document something like that in digital. So I brought basically film and film cameras. I only brought the only digital camera that I brought is my Canon G15, and I brought it to shoot video so that I didn't have to carry around an SLR or drain the battery on my phone. And by the way, if you guys go to Mexico City, don't rely on American services out there. Get a phone that you can buy a SIM card on. And go ahead and buy a SIM card there in Mexico City and use that prepaid idea, because that's going to be better for using the web and connecting and things like that. Because Sprint is fucking terrible in Mexico City, and so is whatever international network they got going on over there. It's fucking trash. So, because if you're stuck, instead of taxis, call Ubers. Ubers are everywhere in Mexico City. And they're very reasonably priced, and I suggest going with Uber for your ride everywhere instead of a taxi, unless your taxi, of course, is from some sort of already prepaid, for instance, the airport ride from the taxi ride from the airport to La Condesa was something that I had prepaid at a kiosk at the airport. I go, how much is it to get to La Condesa? The guy goes, all rides are about $12. I'm like, here's my money. And they go, boom. And that was it. Otherwise, it's not that. Taxis, we'll get into that later. But Uber and prepaid taxis. Anyway, I got to the house. I was a little bored. I went out. First thing I did was go out and find a store so that I can buy breakfast and beer. And stock up the place a little bit so that we can eat there. And I had some, you know, refreshments ready for the guys when they got there, because I assumed that they would probably be hungry and tired as well. So I pulled out my camera. I got my little Yashica D, and it's a little twin lens reflex. And I just started photographing the place. I just, for whatever reason, you know, I'm sure if it was somewhere else, what I mean to say is, like, I get this feeling of magical mysticism, and it's really more or less that you're in a different country, you're seeing things differently, now I'm a tourist, and shit, like, normal stuff that otherwise would probably be mundane is all of a sudden appealing to me, like a sink made out of concrete, a carport that opens up kind of funny into the street, mops and shit laying on the ground, and the way a stairwell is made in a city that is ancient. I don't know how old a stair is, but in my head it's an ancient city, and these fucking stairs look funny. So I just pulled it out, and I just started photographing a bunch of still lifes and things like that. And it was a magical time. We spent something like 10 or 11 days in Mexico City, and it was a great time. We were a big group, and I was surprised that I didn't get sick of them as I thought I would. Everyone was nice and pleasant for the most part, and we had a great time. Do I want to go back to Mexico City? Yes, I do, and if I had to do it all over again, I would have changed a couple of things that are different, but a lot of things, I'm very happy with what I did and how I did them. Well, that's enough talking for this post. Believe me, this isn't the last post I'm going to do on Mexico City. So, you know, stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. If you have any questions, you can click the contact button there on the blog. The Instagram is The Common Rule, and the Twitter is Restless Samurai. Again, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.